by the Divisional Court, the first court which had to consider the matter, and it held that what the government was proposing to do was lawful. When it came to the Supreme Court, they said that test is wrong. We should decide these things for ourselves. Now, that is a breach of the separation of powers. It is government's responsibility to decide. And all the government is doing in the Rwanda bill is reclaiming its traditional role under the separation of powers. It has to decide, not the court.
But aren't there limits to what Parliament can put in a bill? And I say that in the light of what one of your colleagues, Lord Clark, Ken Clark, said in Parliament, which is that his key objection to this is that this act of Parliament, this bill, would overturn a finding of fact made by the Supreme Court of this country. So if the Supreme Court has said, as things stand, Rwanda is not safe, the government has said it is, and that is going against a key plank of our system. He says the sovereignty of Parliament has its limits, which are the limits of the rule of law, the separation of powers, and what ought to be the constitutional limits on any branch of government in a liberal democratic society such as ours. So if we have an act of Parliament saying something that the Supreme Court has said is not true, we're moving, he says, towards an elected dictatorship.
But it wasn't the role of the Supreme Court to decide this for itself. What Parliament is being asked by the government to do is to restore the position to what it was, as found by the Divisional
Court,
applying the proper test.
Right, but our system moves it up, doesn't it? It moves it up, and the highest court has agreed this.
Yeah, but the highest court applied a different test, a test which is completely contrary to the doctrine of the separation of powers. I don't believe it should have done that. And the government is rightly asking Parliament to restore the matter in the way in which we've always understood the separation of powers to operate under our constitutional arrangements.
Five justices decided this unanimously. They looked into it. They weighed up the evidence and they decided that there were substantial grounds to believe that people deported to Rwanda could then be sent by the Rwandan government.
But it wasn't their job.
You object to it, but... this was a complete dereliction of duty then. All five of these judges got this completely wrong, you think, despite looking into it?
I do think that. And as you pointed out to Lord Anderson, Parliament is sovereign under our system and Parliament is fully entitled to put things right.
So can Parliament say black is white?
Parliament is fully entitled to put things right, which it thinks the court has got wrong.
Could an act of Parliament say black is white?
Just as the Divisional Court found that the government was acting perfectly lawfully and was entitled to find that Rwanda was a safe country, the government is asking Parliament to restore that position. The government's perfectly entitled to ask Parliament to restore that position. And only the government and only the House of Commons are accountable to the electorate for the decisions that are taken.
There are no limits to what can be put into an act of Parliament. Could there be any finding of fact?
Parliament is sovereign. The Supreme Court is not...
There could be a bill saying black is white.
And Parliament will then be accountable. The government will then be accountable to the electorate for what it does. That is at the essence of our democracy. Accountability is the essence of our democracy. And the Supreme Court is not accountable to anyone, makes a big thing of the fact that it's not accountable to anyone. Only government and the House of Commons are accountable. And what the courts are perfectly entitled to do is to review, in accordance with the traditional principles of judicial review, whether what the government's doing is lawful, but not to decide these things for themselves. It's for government to decide, for the courts to review.